This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, isn't it?
It's Monday.
Monday edition, What's On Your Mind? Scott's got the day off, although we're checking in with him in just a moment. Leon Francis is sitting in. It's the 8th of February. Welcome to it. We're 6 past the hour. Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. They've done it again. This MyPillow bathrobe, oh my goodness. These things are beautiful. I'm actually, my wife is kind of looking at me like, well, you have a bathrobe. I said, yeah, honey, but it's like I got it's like 5 years old.
Yeah. Valentine's
like 12
Day,
years old.
Saturday, as a matter of
it's
fact.
It's got holes in it. I might need a new one. But the great thing about this is, again, Mike Lindell uses that cotton. It's got a nice relaxed fit, really comfortable. You know, I hear nothing but great from Scott's wife. He got her one. Maria loves hers. And it actually absorbs. You put it on, get out of the hot tub, whatever, out of the shower.
Yep.
Put that on. It's like putting on a nice absorbent towel.
Ask your wife if that a robe moisture wicks.
There you go.
Yes.
That's it. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. Get this great deal. 800-506-9028 is the number. 800-506-9028. They have gift cards, too. Got the Valentine's coming up this weekend. Get on MyPillow.com, promo code S-C-O-T-T. That's Scott for Scott Hennin, who's off today. Leon Francis is sitting in.
And we got to support Mike, man. This guy, he has supported Trump and supports America against the communist takeover. But, man, yeah. We got to do whatever we can.
Absolutely.
But we're going to kick it out to my brother from another mother. Scott Hannon.
I thought you had the day off today. What are you doing?
Sit on your hands, man.
Well, I'm working. I'm just not able to join you guys, but I'm over at the WDAY building working with our Ace New News team today for some off-air stuff. But I always rest comfortably knowing that Leon's in the chair doing a great job. So glad you're there. But by the way, same mother, different milk is what I heard. I don't know. But maybe we need to do that ancestry.com and try and figure it all out. But I heard it was same mother, different milk.
That's it.
What I heard. But,
that's it. Yeah. I got the lactose intolerant brand. But anyway, go ahead, Scott.
I'm dying to know what the listeners think of Absolute Proof after they watched it. And I did spend a lot of the weekend talking back and forth with Mike, and also had an interesting conversation with Carl Rove last night about some of the evidence. And suffice it to say, Carl's been in the swamp a long time, but he does recognize the damage that if this isn't run to ground and not investigated and whistleblowers come forward, that, you know, the Republican Party's over. As we know it today, the MAGA crowd will not join the Republican Party. So this is important stuff. We got to get to the bottom of all of it. There's no doubt about it. I think the bombshell in that is obviously the intrusion, 60% of which came from the Chinese government.
Yep.
Did they get in? Did they change the vote? All of the voting machines, all of that. So for sure. What I wanted to do today is remind the listeners that Thursday this week is Giving Hearts Day. Okay, so it's a couple days away. And Kevin, 6,217 people last year donated prior to Giving Hearts Day. Most of that happened the Monday, the Tuesday, the Wednesday before Giving Hearts Day. So that's the next 3 days. What did we say I'd do again? Take somebody out to lunch, or, you know, it was something I can't remember what I was going to do if we double the amount of donors.
Oh,
what was it again?
Don't play dumb with me, my friend. You know you're going to be dyeing your hair a bright red. I believe is the plan.
I thought I was dyeing your hair bright red.
I'm going to shave my head. You're dyeing your hair.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah, right.
I want to see Leon's
bright
red.
If we double that, I looked at that. I don't have the up-to-date number right now, Todd. You might have it, but when I looked over the weekend, it hadn't broke 10,000 yet. So far I'm safe to double that number. But if we double the number of donors, and by the way, you're counted on Giving Hearts Day, you're just basically getting your due diligence and picking your favorite charity out of 500. You go to givingheartsday.org. They make it easy. It isn't just your money, but any $10 donation or more counts towards this goal. But there's also your time. Maybe you volunteer your talent. Maybe you're good at social media. You want to help your favorite charity. Over 500 to pick from. We're going to talk to a couple of them later today in the program and give you some more examples of what would be great. So it's a wonderful day. It brings out the best in our communities, and I love Giving Hearts Day. We're going to broadcast all day Thursday from there. The other thing, I'm going Wednesday. I want to tell you about this so you can maybe come along for a ride. I'm going to do my first ever bull sale. And I'm going to be near Montpelier, North Dakota. I'm going to be hanging out at the Wilkinson Family Farm. And they have Simmentals, Todd. How'd I do? Simmentals. I'm getting it down. I got my plaid shirt ready to go. Yeah. Thank you very much. And but seriously, this is going to be one heck of a bull sale. This family, Wilkinson Farms, it's a diversified grain farm and cattle ranch, but they're known for cattle. They're known for their bulls, and they're breeding the future. That's what they're doing. So really hope you can join us. And you probably, folks around Sutton County know what I'm talking about, so I don't need to tell everybody. But if maybe you're coming from a little farther away, I would tell you, you know what? You can find it, and it's really easy to find it. All you need to do is put this in your GPS, and you'll find it. It's Montpelier, North Dakota. About 4 miles south of their ranch in Montpelier, 7649 49th Street East, okay? And it's 1 o'clock sharp on Wednesday, 23rd Annual Breeding for the Future Production Sale. Going to be great. If you have any more questions about it, you can go to WilkinsonFarmsSimmentals.com, WilkinsonFarmsSimmentals.com, or call them. Aaron will take your calls at 701-269-8271. I'm looking forward to being there. Leon, we're throwing you the keys. Have some fun today on What's On Your Mind, my man.
Hey Scott, I know you're a fast talker. I get that. But are you going to be doing the auction chant out there with the Wilkinsons?
The actual auctioneering?
Yeah.
I was at a great Super Bowl party last night, and Kevin Piper was there, who is the ultimate auctioneer. He's America's land auctioneer. As a matter of fact, and I could spend every day, not just Super Bowl day, with Kevin. I would never know how to, do the auctioneer thing. You're right, I do talk fast, but not in the way of... I mean, the only time I've ever understood what's happening is an auction when they say sold, and they point to me, and I go, what the hell did I do? I'm scratching my nose.
I
had a niche. What are you talking about? A $50,000 bull? What?
Hey, you're going to get out of
my...
You're
the bull.
Yep. I can get little phrases in, but I can't keep it going, you know?
I got to tell you another story about yesterday. Marie and I were mass at the cathedral downtown Fargo, which is beautiful. Hadn't been there many, many years, just trying to get ahead of our day a little bit, so we went to an earlier mass downtown. And the deacon there is George Logring, sweet guy. I've known George forever. Great inventor. Has done all kinds of tracks for skid steers and bobcats over the years. Folks know George and Marilyn Logan, sweet people. And we're saying hi to George after mass, and he turns to Maria, my wife, and says, how do you like your robe? So you guys got that down, and so does everybody else. She has the most famous robe in the history of North Dakota, which is kind of fun because it came from our buddy Mike Lindell. Yep. All right, guys, have fun.
That's all we know how to do here on What's On Your Mind. Thank you, Scott, for throwing me the keys, and I'm going to take this baby for a little spin.
And I'll tell you what, if you are in that part of the neighborhood out by Montpelier and you want to head to the Wilkinson Farm to the sale on Wednesday, I've got the address here. I'll give it one more time. 7649 49th Street Southeast, Montpelier. It's 4 miles south of the ranch. And if you need that, just call us and we'll get you the address. So make sure you can find it if you do want to head out. Some of those Simmental bulls. Scotty's going to buy one. Have one grazing in his backyard. So
I was going to say, can you legally have one of those in your backyard there?
Yeah, I don't think you can do that.
But so a couple of things I want to touch on today, outside of Giving Hearts Day, there are so many good organizations. Like the F5 Project is an awesome organization. The Jail Chaplains with Jerry Leach, I think that's an awesome organization also. But if you want to call in and make a plug or give a plug for an organization that you want to promote, you can do that. So you can do that till 11 o'clock or all throughout the show because we want these folks to be funded and raise awareness where it's needed and that sort of thing. But to open the show up, so over the weekend, there was this video put out by our good friend Mike Lindell. Now, despite, you know, what you think of the video, or, you know, if you think it was a lot of fluff, or if you think it was spot on, or whatever, I want to know what you guys think about, well, one, two parts to this question. One, the social media censorship of it. I mean, you would start watching it, and it would be pulled from YouTube, or it would be pulled from whatever platform it was on. That by itself, that in itself, to me, screams, maybe there's something here, you know? Why are they actively censoring this thing? The second part of this question, I guess, would be, if you watched the video, what do you think? Did it change your opinion? Did it change your mind, either for or against, you know, the evidence that was put forward? That's what I want to know on the other side of this break. We're going to talk a little bit about tech censorship also with Tom Cady, rock star North Dakotan, who's got an idea to, you know, make Facebook and social media pay the price for censoring.
800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Dial it up. Let's talk.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. What's on your mind? Monday edition, 8th of February. Leon's in for Scott Hennon today. Monday means beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham, PetroServe USA Valley City location. This is where Scott makes everybody hungry. It's my job to make you hungry today. You're going to Harwood Sausage Potato. You got that hot dish going, West Main Avenue in Fargo. They do a mac and beef hot dish, kind of like a goulash. It's just out of this world. 12th Avenue North has orange chicken today. and up in Euland, scalloped potatoes. All the locations, they always have great roasted chicken. I want to shout out, Scotty always talks about the, you know, these five, but I want to shout out to my folks at the Glendon, Minnesota, PetroServe USA. Always fantastic roasted chicken. And their chicken strips, the little tenders, are fantastic. So, and then, of course, they always have the different deals. Any fresh baked muffin today for 99 cents at all PetroServe USA locations. Tell them the What's On Your Mind crew sent you. Scotty's out. Leon Francis is in for Scott today. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, right off the interstate over there at, what is it, 12th Avenue?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Good food. I'm over there every day. They know me when I walk in the door.
Got orange chicken today, buddy.
Oh, good deal.
Enjoy that.
So I'll be there at around 11:30, you know, as soon as I can get it.
Perfect.
I'm good. Man, we got the phone lines lighting up. Over the Mike Lindell video. So I'm just going to go out to Gene right quick. She was on Gene's mind. What's on your mind, Gene?
Hello, Gene. Are you there, Gene?
Gene
up there, Daniel. We got him.
Good morning.
There he is.
There we go.
Hey, Gene, how are you?
What's on your mind?
Yeah, we saw the Mike Lindell video that just solidified what I already knew. Okay? Newsmax has not even mentioned it.
I am upset with Newsmax. I did you see where they when Mike Lindell was on and that host just basically walked off the
I did see that, yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Because all he wanted to talk about was getting, you know, canceled on Twitter.
Right.
All Mike wanted to talk about was, hey,
yep,
got some things here you need to see.
And think about this.
I didn't see that, but I heard about it.
Have you read the Times article that said the one that's about the secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election from the evil orange man, bad Trump? Have you seen that?
No,
Kevin, have you seen it?
I have not. No.
You should really read it.
Because
they basically brag on how they subverted the 2020 election cycle. How all of these, entities came together to make sure that this happened. They basically admit to it. And if you guys have not read that article, you really should. It's the Times article, Times.com, The Secret History of the Shadow Campaign That Saved the 2020 Election. This is not a right-wing conspiracy site or anything like this. This is the Times magazine, man.
No, yeah, so it's Time.com, no S.
Yeah, okay.
I just got the link. I just saw the Secret 2020 Election Campaign. Yeah, it was just a friend of ours, David, emailed it to me. Yeah.
You should dig into it,
okay.
Look into it, and tell me what you think. But I digress. Gene, you can finish up your comment, and we'll go out to Alan and Bismarck.
Well, this was a political coup. This was an absolute takeover of our government. This is the death of the republic. Okay, now, so what are we going to... Scott was asking this last week. So what do we do about it?
Right.
Yep. What we do about it is, one, we keep our eyes open. Two, people like Tom Kading promoting legislation that holds these media companies to task. That says, hey, if you come in and you censor one of our candidates, then they can sue you. I'm not sure. I know for a fact that the governor of Florida wants to make it a $100,000 fine. I think if we start looking at things like that, we might have a shot. We absolutely have to roll back this mail-in voting and make ballot harvesting illegal, that whole thing. But there's a ton that we need to get working on right now. And I honestly believe that the Republicans this time around dropped the ball. I don't know if it was on purpose or just because they are inept. But either way, something's got to be done. Yep.
They've all got swamp on them. It just depends on which one's swampier than the other one.
Yeah, they smell every single one of them. Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay, gee. Yeah, you can hold a third of the Republicans responsible, too. But litigation and courts are going to take too long. We haven't got that much time.
Gene, you said you watched the Absolute Proof documentary. I did, too. I wanted to see one thing, if you took away the same thing. What we saw, he said, let's go to Georgia. And he runs down a graphic where he's got numbers on dead people. And let's go to Michigan. Let's go look at Pennsylvania. Again, those graphics are great, and those numbers were great. But I kept saying, okay, how did you get to those? And did those districts, certify? And, that's where the adjudication thing, for me, Gene, came into going, all right, well, I see your graphics. I see all those numbers, but how did you get there specifically, and who's going to testify about that, and did they go through all those motions officially? You know what I mean? I just didn't see I saw a lot of numbers. I just didn't see a lot of, real evidence that's going to get into a court. Did you?
Right, but how that all took place at 11 minutes after, or 3 minutes after 11,
I know. On a
computer.
I get it. But the question is, how do you prove it? How do you translate that into a case that'll be heard by a court that where they can render a verdict, et cetera, et cetera? I don't know. I think that going forward, thanks, Gene, by the way, appreciate the call, buddy.
Yep.
I think going forward, you said, what can we do? I know that they have enough intel right now, and they have enough information and evidence to keep an eye on all of this coming up in 2022. Let's pray that they do.
Yeah.
That they have enough people and enough teams
if they're like pushing people away? Like, we have people there
then
watching.
What we do is we find out a way to bring that as evidence. Not just a video.
Do that now.
I know, but whatever reason that it didn't get adjudicated, those things have to be in place next time around, or we'll just have the same result.
Do you realize
now you don't have me standing.
Yep.
Well,
Do you realize that even that's a misnomer? Because people say, they had 60 court cases and Trump lost every one of them. Not true.
No, not true at all.
Trump has, they have fought, I think, 24. He's won two-thirds of those. So 14 out of the 24 have gone in Trump's favor.
Well, keep in mind, too, in 2022, a year from this November now, hopefully they won't have COVID to use an excuse for mail-in balloting.
Yep.
We can't let any of these states that circumvented their own legislatures go back and do that again.
And that's the fight.
And that's going to be the fight. And you probably know that I know Trump has over $100 million in that legal fund.
Yep.
So I got to imagine they're down at Mar-a-Lago with teams of the lawyer, the teams of them.
Yep.
Going, all right, which states do we go after? Which states do we back this? You got to unpack this. Back it up, repack it correctly, you won't have the COVID, hopefully.
Right.
That was a big part of all the mail-in BS. And can we please put some integrity back in the absentee ballot system?
Yeah, but
the absentee voting process, please.
Absolutely gone. Alan, we'll get to Bismarck right after this break.
Around here, things are different. We believe in working together when times get tough. Around here, neighbors help neighbors. We take pride in our way of life, and we step up when we're called. I'm Josh DeMille. Visit givingheartsday.org to support your favorite charity by donating, pledging to volunteer, or giving new and used goods. Help someone in your community this Giving Hearts Day, Thursday, February 11th.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiotowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiotowski, at 701-390-1674, at 390-1674, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 100 inmates took over a section of a St. Louis jail, setting fires and throwing objects from broken windows. Dozens of inmates escaped from their cells at the City Justice Center in downtown St. Louis around 2 a.m. Saturday morning, evading capture until the group rose as many as 115 prisoners. One male officer was taken to the hospital following the incident, but officials says he has since been released and is doing well. Tear gas ended the uprising after about 8 hours. Tens of thousands of protesters on Sunday rallied in cities across Myanmar for a second day of anti-coup demonstrations despite an internet shutdown. 1 week ago, Myanmar's army declared a 1-year state of emergency after seizing power and arresting leaders. Monitoring group NetBlocks Internet Observatory said a nationwide internet blackout that began Saturday was continuing in that country east of India. Tom Brady wins his 7th Super Bowl as the Buccaneers crush the Chiefs 31-9. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There you go. What's on your mind? Monday edition. Scott Hennon's got the day off. Leon Francis sitting in. Brought to you by our friends at Action Movers. I'll tell you what. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck. Family-owned. Veteran-owned. Currently have locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. If you're planning a Vegas move, a Phoenix move, they're from there to here or from here to there, all of their labor is background checked and drug tested. They provide every solution possible for moving and storage. From do-it-yourself to full-service move. From across the block to across the country, they cover it all. Low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job is too big or small. Call them, 701-566-5532. That's 701-566-5532. Or visit them online at aactionmovers.com. The letter A, actionmovers.com. Boy, you think about moving in this weather, Lena. I don't know.
What do we got, like another week of this?
Yeah, I think Dean said, yeah, by our meteorologist, King said, by Saturday, Sunday, we'll probably be cracking the above zero mark.
It's this cold because of our KFYR Radio Agri International tomorrow and Wednesday. Scott will be there, I'll be there, and that's why it's this cold. Otherwise, it's been one of the warmest winters on record.
Not this week.
No. Yeah, we got a busy week tomorrow and Wednesday. You're going to be at the KFYR Agri International. I know on Thursday we'll be live at the Dakota Medical Foundation for Giving Hearts Day. And Kevin Kramer back for the Talk Radio Town Hall just after 10 o'clock on Friday. So lots going on, Mr. Francis.
Lots going on. Our next guest, seriously, whenever I hear about our next guest, I get you've seen the 300, right?
Oh yeah,
yep. That's what I picture in my head. You know, This is North Dakota, right in the chest of the tech tyrants. In my opinion, I love it, man. I love it. Tom Kading, he's a Republican member of the North Dakota House of Representatives, and he represents proudly District 45. Today he's going to join us to talk about North Dakota House Bill 1144, which, if passed by both the House and the Senate, and signed by Governor Doug Burgum, would permit civil actions against social media sites for censoring speech.
Amen.
So, absolutely. He's right up there in the model of DeSantis. And hero. He's in the pantheon of heroes in my mind. So we're just going to welcome him to the What's on Your Mind airwaves. Tom Kading, how you doing, brother?
Good morning. I'm doing well, and I appreciate all the kind words. I feel honored to be compared to the 300. So, well, thank you for having me on. So,
just grow that beard out, man. We'll take care of the rest.
Yeah.
So just take us through why you think that House Bill 1144 is needed. I mean, I think we all pretty much get it, but just for the folks that are just tuning in, why is this necessary in your point of view, in your opinion?
So the last 12 months, we've seen nothing but increased censorship. So I began drafting this back in December. You know, through the election cycle, we saw more and more censorship. And then after the election cycle, we saw it pick up. And, you know, I said, this is a significant concern. You know, these social media companies are all but a monopoly in many ways. And the First Amendment, not that it applies to these private companies, but freedom of speech is one of the most fundamental principles we have as Americans. And for people to be shut down like they have been over the last 12 months is just flat out wrong. And I think people are in a place where they're a little bit afraid. What do we do? People are frankly shocked about the fact that there is so much censorship going on out there. But at the end of the day, censorship, it does not create unity. It doesn't help the situation of division in the country, and it doesn't de-escalate tensions. It just makes those who are silenced dig in deeper. And so for some of those reasons, that's why I really introduced this bill. You know, in a perfect world, you know, if we were in a free market, which I don't think we're quite in a free market anymore, we're in a lot of cronyism and big government capitalism. Yep. But in a perfect world, we wouldn't need stuff like this because consumers would have a choice. In this case, you know, Facebook, these social media companies are monopolies, effectively.
And I agree. And I don't know. I think brighter minds than mine should parse this little piece out. And I want to know what you think about what I'm about to tell the folks. I believe that there is a First Amendment violation here, because these big tech companies, they are in bed with the Democrat Party. I mean, we see it. We see like ex-Twitter operatives and ex-Facebook operatives going right over and being picked up by the Joe Biden administration. Not to mention, if you read that Times article, time.com, about the 2020 election campaigning, the secret orchestration of that whole thing, you see a clear link from the Democrat Party to these big tech monopolies. And to me, that's one that is very 1984-ish of them. Two, I believe that the government is absolutely exacting their influence over our public square by using these tech monopolies, these social media monopolies, to censor free speech. So I think there's something there. It may be a reach illegally, but again, what are your thoughts on that? The marriage between social media and one party of our political, I guess, conversation, or our free speech platform anyway.
Absolutely. I would almost say these should be considered common carriers. But, you know, in terms of, you know, First Amendment application to these private companies, there's a certain point at which, you know, the government is so intertwined with the workings of some of these social media companies that I think there would be an argument to say the First Amendment applies. You know, and I would compare it to, and I'm not a defense attorney, but I'm familiar a little bit with the Fourth Amendment, and I believe a private actor can be held to the standards of the Fourth Amendment if they're intertwined with the government enough such that they're almost a government actor. And I would argue it's probably very similar with the First Amendment. You know, if big tech is so intertwined with the government, which I think they're getting more and more intertwined all the time, you could argue that the First Amendment would apply. You know, one of the things I've taken, I took this course at one time, and it was talking about government and politics. And we looked at it from the point of view, government's not the enemy. Government's just a tool to shut out the competition. Use government to make money, essentially, was the idea. And I think that's so true when it comes to social media and how connected, you know, these huge tech companies are with government, and it's scratch each other's back. So I think, you know, I didn't take that particular route in this case, but I think that would be a legitimate argument.
Are you concerned about the whole Section 230 protections that social media sites seem to enjoy? What basically, so everything is fine with this piece of legislation. The governor signs it, and it's law in North Dakota. Are you concerned about the 230 protections and how that would affect the effectiveness of this legislation?
So that is absolutely a concern. You know, one of the things I've been doing is I've been working with a group of national attorneys since I introduced the bill. So I introduced the bill and I got, you know, all kinds of legislators and groups reaching out to me all across the country. And I've been working to really refine the language. So we're going to see some amendments here in the next week, couple weeks or so, that really try to narrow it in such that it's defensible in court in the event, if and when it makes it there, because you know for certain big tech is going to fight it tooth and nail. They're going to send in their army of attorneys and, you know, try to get it knocked out. And, you know, I've been trying to get the language so it will be defensible. You know, Section 230, one of the things about Section 230, it does, you know, it doesn't preempt state tort law, breach of contract, defamation, you know.
I was going to ask.
Different torts.
I was going to ask, does federal law, when federal law and state law conflict, which one comes out on top? What, or is supposed to come out on top?
So federal law would preempt, but one of the things about Section 230, it specifically says state law can be applicable to this subject matter as long as it doesn't contradict the terms of Section 230. And so as long as we draft this in such a way that doesn't contradict Section 230, we should be good to go. You know, obviously there'll be other constitutional arguments, but I think, you know, we're in a place where we're going to have a really good argument.
Man, I'm praying for you. that's all I'm saying. I'm praying for this country. And here lately, I've been doing that a lot. Because I believe that, I use this reference a ton, but it is absolutely Orwellian what is going on in this country. To censor a sitting president is just, it's mind-blowing to me. And there's also a bit of the Overton window, because we kind of got used to them saying, well, Trump is horrible, and they censor, and then they just started right across the board. Right across the board, and we have been so Overtoned that, you know, we just kind of go, well, okay. You know, it's unreal to me. It's a scary future ahead if this becomes the norm. And I am very, very happy that we have folks like you standing up. And how many sponsors did you have with this?
I believe I had 6 sponsors on this one. I'd have to look, but I had a handful of sponsors. You know, it's going to be a fight. It's not going to be an easy path through the House and Senate and to get it signed by the governor. I think, you know, as session goes on, more and more people, especially in the House, who I talk to, have been coming around and saying, this is the, I've had multiple occasions, this is the most important bill of the session, is what I've been told from different representatives. And I guess I can't disagree with them, but it's not going to be easy to convince everybody to do it. I think one of the things I'm going to run into is if this passes the House in a form that's, you know, good and is defensible, I think it's going to be attacked on the Senate side, you know, by the lobbyists. The lobbyists were largely silent this first half. There's a couple that came in and testified against it, but I think they're going to get a lot more aggressive in the testimony if they
think
it's
an actual
threat.
What was their argument to oppose this bill? And you can go Cliff Notes version, but what was their argument in opposition to it?
You know, there was some who said, well, it's free speech for the individual companies. You know, it's a private company. They have the right to do this, which, you know, I certainly sympathize with business having the right to do their business how they wish. There are other people out there who are, you know, more so focused on this should be a federal issue, which I don't disagree with that either. If I was
Tom,
the federal government,
Hey, Tom, that music means that we're right up against the break, man. It's a breath of fresh air having you on. We're going to have you on again. God bless, man. We'll be right back right after this break.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, juventours.com, juventours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juventours and Travel, 237-9000, juventours.com.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Your needle is skipping, man.
What's on your mind? Monday edition. Brought to you by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. They're the proud sponsor of the Be the Buffalo Hotline. That's 855-200-1776. And just to leave a message, extension 1. And, of course, that's it's the Be the Buffalo Hotline. Why? Because the buffalo run into the storm. Find out more at oasispetroleum.com. Again, 855-200-1776, extension 1. If you want to leave a message. Or you can call us at 800-228-0550 and get on that way. Leon Francis in for Scott Hennin today. Good to be hanging out with you again, my friend.
Man, I love being here. I love conversing with common sense folks because, and the reason
you're not alone. You're not alone.
You're sitting at home and you're like, man, am I alone? Is this, yeah.
Am I the only one thinking this?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Sometimes it feels that way, especially when you look at all of the media pretty much all pointing in one direction. We've been overtened. We've been Orwelled.
By the way, I don't know if you saw this. Breaking news. Super Bowl yesterday is not over.
Wait, what?
Super Bowl is not over until they count the mail-in points that have not been counted yet.
I see what you
So Tom Brady is an illegitimate champion right now.
Yep.
We're going to get back to you in a month.
I see what you did there,
points. I see how it is there.
Oh, come on.
Not official until the mail-in points have been counted.
Oh, good gravy.
This is the best
cycle.
Super Bowl me and my Saul weekend.
Yep. This election cycle is going to go down in history as the most foobarred of our country's history. But I'll digress. I want to speak with John Hinderacher. He's the president of the Center of the American Experiment at MN Think Tank. Today he's going to join us to talk about Governor Tim Walz's, one of Kevin's favorite people.
Oh, please. You should know John. By the way, John, John's been out with us before. John knows this. I'm the only Minnesota resident on the program. So all of this, go easy on me this time, will you, my friend? I'm hoping you do, but you're probably not going to.
Well, listen, fellas, I'm Paul Revere this morning, and I'm on the air to tell your listeners it's not the British that are coming, it's the leftists that are coming.
In fact,
they are here. They are taking over our public schools, and they are doing this through a mandate that they have by statute to periodically revise the standards that govern all of public education, K through 12, in the state of Minnesota. And this year, Tim Walz's Department of Education is revising the K through 12 standards for social studies. And Tim Walz's Department of Education has appointed a far-left committee. This committee consists mostly of representatives of far-left pressure groups, and they are totally revising the way in which our students are going to be taught about history and about a lot of other things. It's unbelievable.
They're erasing it, aren't they, John? I mean, they're making an effort to literally erase it.
For example, these standards have eliminated all references to the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War I, World War II, the Holocaust, communism, almost everything that we would think of as being history. And what they are, except for Native American history, which is now the main thing that gets taught. But what they've substituted is just indoctrination in leftism. And so I don't have time to give a lot of examples, but if our listeners go to americanexperiment.org, they can read the op-ed that Kathy Kirsten had in the Star Tribune yesterday, and that's a great start. So, for example, kindergartners are now going to be taught, or first graders, rather, are now going to be taught to learn to recognize stereotypes, biased speech, and injustice at the institutional or systemic level. That's first graders. Now, if you're in middle school, you're taught that your identity is a function of your skin color. And if you're in high school, you will be taught to explain how Europeans invented, quote, whiteness, close quote, and that America's 19th century westward expansion was the shameful, shameful product of, quote, whiteness, Christianity, capitalism. It goes, you can't believe it.
Are you kidding me right now?
And third graders, the LGBTQ plus agenda is also shot through this thing.
My head hurts.
I know, right?
Third graders are going to be required to explain why it is that a white heterosexual male has more privilege than a black trans female, or I'm not sure if that's the right phrase, whatever, right? I start to laugh because apparently the people writing this stuff don't have any children, right? Because the average third grader, if you tried to, get them to say,
right?
Yeah, Kevin, the first question would be, what's a heterosexual?
I know! You can't make this up!
Kevin, if you guys stand for this,
it's unbelievable. I mean, he's gonna drive every common sense, level-headed parent into homeschooling.
How does that help our kids?
That would be a good thing, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's time to just pull the plug on the public schools, I think. But in the meantime, we have got to stop this. Now, because of the work my organization, Center of the American Experiment, has done to expose this appalling situation, the Senate Education Committee is holding a hearing this afternoon, and they have summoned the head of the Department of Education, Tim Walz's Department of Education, to testify before them. Now, my guess is...
Can you take him out?
She will probably deny any knowledge of this and take notes and say, I'll go and talk to my staff about it.
Wow. American, you got to go to AmericanExperiment.org. If you live in the state of Minnesota and are listening to this program, go there.
Do it for the kids,
right,
man.
Right, Paul. Stop this. It's ridiculous. John Hinderrocker, thank you, sir. We'll talk again.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Since 2015, the North Dakota State Beef Checkoff has sent $2.3 million of your hard-earned money to NCBA, the same group that fought country of origin labeling for beef and declared that beef is beef no matter where it comes from. House Bill 1487 will make the State Beef Checkoff voluntary, so you'll be able to choose if you want to support NCBA. Contact Ag Committee members to voice your support for 1487. Visit i-band.org for more information.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.